Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for meditation today comes from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the fourth chapter, where Luke records, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. It might seem a little strange that our hymn of the day was Luther's famous Reformation hymn, since it is the first Sunday in Lent, but this hymn is perfectly appropriate for the day, because Luther knew that Christians are under attack from the devil. He knew that Satan and all his forces would be coming full throng at every one of us Christians. He also knew that at the same time, God is with us. At all times and in all places, God is our mighty fortress, a trusty shield and weapon. As sure as the devil tempted Jesus in the wilderness, the old evil foe comes to you to tempt you. He's eager to steal your faith, deceiving you into many things, but one especially, making you believe that you're a much better person than you really are. So good that you don't need a savior. Scripture teaches us that regardless of how good you are living and how good you think you are, the natural man from conception to death is in a wilderness. It's a wilderness of sin. Jesus told his disciples, "You therefore must be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect." So if you're really, truly honest with yourself, even those of you who think that you're really, really good, well, you're going to recognize that you're outside the realm of perfection. You're in a wilderness of sin. It's within the very fabric of your being, and it's festering in your deepest parts, saturating you through and through. Sin rots you. It decays you. What proof do I have? Well, have you ever been jealous? Angry? Have you ever mistreated someone, a friend or an enemy? What's your secret desire or your undisclosed grudge that you're holding this very morning before as you prepare to receive the Lord's Supper? This is sin inside of you, and it is consuming you. Maybe you need more proof. Have you ever been sick or had an infection? Have you ever been falsely accused, rejected, or suffered an accident? Now, these things are not God's judgment against any particular sin of yours, but they are signs that we live in a wilderness of sin. It's on all people. It's on all creation. It's even on you. These things that I just listed, they cannot happen to perfect people. They cannot happen to sinless people who live in a pure, sinless world. But you see it every day, and you live it every day. These things are the residue left by sin. And just as you know that you've touched a hot stove by the burning on the ends of your fingers, in the same way, you know that you have sin by your worry and your pain and your anger and all that bitterness that goes on in the world. All of these things are the DNA and the fingerprints that sin leaves on the crime scene of your life. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe your life is perfect. Maybe your marriage and your children are perfect and your health is perfect and you have a perfect attitude. In your life, if nothing breaks down, if nothing hurts and everything is good and golden, congratulations, you're safe. Sin hasn't polluted you. You'll live forever, even without Jesus' help. But if things are not perfect in your life, if they're not perfect with your health and your family, then something deadly has driven you out into the wilderness. of grief and pain. And that's not God driving you out into the wilderness. God is a God of peace, not chaos, like all the chaos around you. God doesn't break things up or stir up trouble. He's love, not hate. He's life, not death, that is within you, that we will all face. If chaos and hatred, sickness and death have invaded you or your family, then recognize it for what it is. You're dying in the wilderness because of your sin. In our gospel text this morning, it's no accident that Jesus finds himself in the wilderness. The Holy Spirit has led him out into the wilderness as part of a journey, as part of his journey to the cross. It's all part of Jesus' active obedience, his active obedience for your sake. For 40 days, the devil does his worst to the fast, weakened, and famished Jesus. Satan gives him conditional statements. If you are the Son of God, if you then will worship me, and again, if you are the Son of God. Conditions. You give me that before I give you this thing over here. But the perfect Jesus isn't swayed by appetite or power or pride. And it's instructive to notice the difference between Satan and God. The devil always gives conditionally, whereas God always gives unconditionally. The devil must have worship first before he gives, but God comes to you first, and then you return worship to him. The devil's promises are always lies. He promised Adam and Eve that they would be like God, and they weren't. He promised Peter that he wouldn't deny Jesus. Peter did 3 times. And everything that the devil has promised you in this life, you haven't received because here you are stuck in a wilderness of suffering and pain. And this is why Jesus was led out into the wilderness. He wouldn't let the devil have his way with you. Jesus loves you too much to leave you suffering in the wilderness. Jesus could not stay in the glory of heaven while you're suffering here on earth. So Jesus comes to be with you. He puts on flesh to join you in your wilderness. Like you, Jesus is alone. Like you, he's thirsty, he's hungry, he's miserable in the wilderness. And like you, he's also on his way to die. But he's never sinned. He's remained pure and holy. Jesus comes to a barren place, hungry, tempted, and suffering to rescue you from your wilderness. He's not in the desert just to empathize with you, to say, wow, this is pretty bad. I know what you're going through. No, he's here to do what you cannot. He's here to heal your broken heart and to bind up your wounds, even while sin continues to wreck you and death lays claim to you. And you cry out, who will save me from this body of death? But you have Jesus. You can faithfully proclaim, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Many people get confused about the message of Jesus' temptation. The temptation is not that Jesus went out into the wilderness and resisted the devil as an example for you to live in the very same way. It's not to tell you that, well, if Jesus can do it, you can too. You just got to try a little harder. No, if that was the message, the devil has already won because he's deceived you into believing that you're a lot better person than you really are. and no need of a Savior. You and I fail in temptation at every point. Someone had to come and overcome temptation on your behalf. And that is Christ Jesus. He came as your substitute, not just in his suffering and dying, but also in his perfect active obedience, keeping every jot and tittle of God's law for your sake. And because of his perfect obedience, God forgives you of your sins and credits you with all the righteousness that Christ won for you on the cross. You're saved by the blood of a sinless man. He is the spotless Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and he shed his blood on the cross to pay the price to rescue you out of your wilderness. So when Satan comes to you out in your wilderness to attack you and tempt you with his conditional offers, you no longer have to listen to him, but you can put your trust in the promises of Jesus. When Satan comes in deception, trust in Jesus' words of truth. When he demands your life, trust in Jesus' promise. Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." I kind of like Luther's quote in his Reformation hymn, "And take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife. Though these all be gone, our victory has been won. The kingdom ours remaineth." We have the victory. You have the victory right now. But make no mistake, Satan's still going to come after you. Until Jesus takes you home to glory, the devil isn't finished with you. He wants you to believe that since Jesus resisted temptation on your behalf, well, now you don't have to worry about temptation. Just give in to it. You no longer have to try to resist. Go ahead and sin because God will bail you out. No, that's not the case. Our Lord commands that you resist temptation. He commands you flee from your sin. Every sin, every temptation is an attempt by the devil to destroy your faith. If you just go on willingly giving in to temptation, you're getting deceived by your desire. Then when desire has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. You see, if you're more attracted to a sin, the more you are attracted to a sin, the less you are wanting to confess that sin and be forgiven. And eventually, giving into that temptation so many times becomes so important and seductive to you that you're willing to abandon your faith and forgiveness just to hold on to that sin. Bless you. Flee from sin. Jesus came into your wilderness to rescue you. Do not despise the blood shed on Calvary's cross on your behalf. Christ shed it to redeem you and set you free from all sin and temptation. You see, a bloody Savior hanging on the cross should drive you to repentance, drive you to contrition, begging for the forgiveness of your sins. But willfully and freely indulging in sin that Christ has set you free from is a grave offense to God. So, O come, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. While you are wandering in this wilderness, and you become hot and dry, your mouth is parched, your stomach longs to be nourished, come to Jesus. He comes to feed you in word and sacrament, giving to you unconditionally. That's why we gather here to worship. Worship here isn't we come here to serve God. God gives first. He comes first here to give you faith, give you forgiveness of sins, and feed you with his word and sacrament. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in him shall never thirst. Jesus is your living water. He says, whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. He saves you in his baptismal waters that forgives you all of your sins. Jesus is the bread of life, and whoever comes to him shall not hunger. His body and blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins, strengthens your faith and gives you courage to fight off the assaults of the evil one. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, take heart. A mighty fortress is our God, who comes into the wilderness to save sinners such as you and me. Everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.